Welcome, everybody. Texas Tim here, Tim Dean for Holy Commutes on Tuesday, April the 12th, as we start getting closer and closer to major wiffle ball season, the tournament starting to heat up. And I have a very awesome guest this week, and most of you will know the name. I have on with me this week, Connor Young. Connor, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Tim.
Happy hey, Connor, here. I, you know, I don't have you here to give me your takes, give me your opinions on very many things, but I have you here because I wanted to feature Connor Young, the person, and find out who he is. And not only am I going to learn some things about you today, everybody, including your best friends, are going to learn something about you today. So I'm pretty excited about this. You ready to go? Thanks.
Yeah. Maybe not so much now, but yeah.
No, no, this is great. Nothing embarrassing. So tell me about where you're originally from, where you grew up.
Yeah, so I was born in Voorhees, New Jersey, and pretty much grew up in the area that my whole childhood in Medford. I was born and raised there. Lived Medford and Medford Lake, so a borough inside of Medford for a little bit. And then I've pretty much been here ever since. I moved to Cali for a summer, but that was about it. I've been Medford pretty much my whole life. Same town, same zip code.
What part of Cali did you live in for the
summer? I was up north. It was we were working near ski resort, Boreal. It was up near Lake Tahoe.
Oh yeah. Well, cool.
Yep.
Tell me about what sports that you played growing up.
Yeah. So baseball was definitely my first love. That was my dad probably got me really into baseball, I'd say, before anyone. And then I think I was playing basketball a lot when I was little, but it was never really as big to me as baseball. I just always loved the way baseball, something about baseball just always struck me. I think I just had to build for it when I was really little. And then as I got older, I actually started to gravitate away towards baseball and take basketball more seriously in high school. But ever since then, it's just been whiffs, really.
Okay. Growing up as a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up? All these kids have like dreams and ideas. Tell me what some of yours might have been growing up.
Oh man, I think originally like every little kid that played baseball, I definitely wanted to be a pro baseball player. And then I quickly realized that wasn't going to pan out. You know, I never really thought too much about a dream job as a kid other than that. I always kind of thought about it when I was real little, like I'm going to be a pro baseball player and buy everyone stuff. And then that didn't pan out. So I never really thought too much about the second dream job, you know, still working on that.
What positions did you play in baseball?
I started out as a catcher when I was real little, up until like from probably first grade until sixth, seventh grade, just because I was a huge Mike Piazza fan. That was my guy growing up. Oh, yeah. And then I kind of transitioned over to a lot of first base, like a lot of catchers do. And I was playing a lot of center field also, and then some left field.
You know, it's sort of a good segue into my next question. Were you a Dodgers fan?
No, hate the Dodgers.
But you were a Piazza fan?
Mets fan.
Oh, yeah, Mets. Okay. Yep. All right. Okay. So, do you follow college or pro sports at all?
Yeah, mostly for college, mostly just football and basketball.
So who are your teams?
For college basketball, I'm a Duke guy, unfortunately. Okay. I don't want to say I'm a Duke guy, but I'm a Duke fan. So that was tough march for me this year. But and for college football, I don't even think I really have so much a team for college football. I think I just enjoy the type of football college football is and just follow it as a whole, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I just follow the league and the games, the rankings, stuff like that.
What about on the pro level? Who's your favorite?
Everything. So for football, Eagles. For basketball, I'm Sixers. Hockey, I'm the Flyers. And then just for baseball, I'm New York and I'm the Mets.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
That's pretty cool. How about some of your favorite pro athletes growing up?
Yeah, definitely Mike Piazza. Allen Iverson was up there for me. Kobe was a big one for me, RIP. Trying to think of who else, really. I would say those are the main three for me. I just like that whole Met, any like Met that was really a good player back in that time from like early 2000s, 2010, when I was really, really in love with baseball and following constantly. It was a big Cliff Floyd guy, guys like that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Tell me, you brought a little bit of this up in your podcast that you were on last week. When did you first play wiffle ball and where?
I'd say first, I mean, like everyone else, just in the backyard, just probably with my baseball or with my dad or someone, probably just as a really, really little kid. I was like a toddler. But then obviously with my baseball friends, just playing around, just being at someone's house. But then actually playing, we would start, when we were around 9 or 10, we started picking up a clean ball and throwing it hard. And getting like that slider movement and stuff and just throwing that one pitch to each other and playing games like that. And then eventually that turned into us when we were like 12 going to one of Palangzar's tournaments. I don't know. I'm sure you know the Summer Showdown out in Trenton, which he used to run every year, which was at that time, it was huge. It was like 66 teams that were there. Like my first 2 years, it was nuts. And we were like 12. So kind of just snowballed from there. I was playing with like my baseball buddies and then that just turned into this.
So funny story, I mean, interesting story, Palangzar, a little over 20 years ago, when I was trying to get wiffle ball started here in my job, the only thing that you could find online at the time and, you know, was the New Jersey wiffle ball stuff with yep. Palangzar. And I reached out to him and talked to him on the phone a couple of times and he was my mentor getting my own tournaments going. And matter of fact, our rule book, if you were to compare the two rule books, you will see that they are almost identically numbered and the same headlines because he allowed me to use his rule book as the basis of ours here in Texas. And so he was a mentor of mine. We talked a lot about the Summer Showdown. Those were legendary, right? I mean, just.
Yeah, you and that was like that between that. What like that was the only website really out there. And like that and like Wiffle Ball Network and then the Fast Plastic website. Like when I first started, it was NJWA's website and then the Fast Plastic website in 08. And that was like those were the two websites that probably gave me the most like knowledge and fuel at the time to want to play because there wasn't much on YouTube yet either at the time of like guys telling you how to pitch and stuff like that. So that was like it for me. And Palangzar had everything laid out on that site at the time compared to anywhere else.
And that database of the Wiffle Network where you could input a your person stuff and you could sort and look and
your team all just over by your town and everything.
Oh, all over the place.
Man. Legendary.
That was sick, man. That was sick.
Legendary.
I would look up players to try to find out who's in Texas looking for players.
Yeah, who's within like 10 miles of me. Yeah, I'd find a team or two randomly.
That was really cool. It's a shame something like that doesn't exist now, you know. Yeah,
I didn't even talk to Millsad. I think Millsad should even look into something like that, like doing a team type database, just adding that to his website because he already has the tournaments linked through like months and states and stuff like that. But
What was the name of the first team you played for?
Oh man, I think it was me and my baseball buddies. I think we were either the Renegades or we were the Magic. I can't remember. I think we might have been the Magic that first time, and then after that we just started wearing our baseball jerseys and being the Renegades while I was playing with them for like a year or two.
Yeah. So are any of the guys your boys that you started playing with, do any of them still play?
No, I think like not even to like brag or anything on their part, but like I think had I had played with them, they would have all been probably better than me. Like they were all better baseball players than me. Like all the kids that I played with in those tournaments for Whiffs, like they're all twice as good of baseball players than me. So we would have probably been pretty solid as a team if they had stuck with it. But one of them would play probably till we were about 15, 16. He and I would still get out and play a few games every summer, but he fizzled out too eventually playing. And then it was just me.
Isn't it crazy to think about the guys that most wiffle ball players, right? That guys that they played baseball with that never played whiffs. And you think, man, if they would just get into it, they would be sick, man. You know, they would love it because, you know, I don't know if you've ever played softball, you know, but these Joe softball guys, and all of them were baseball players. I can't imagine why they just don't try it. A lot of people still don't know, because you'll run across people probably every week and go, what, you play wiffle ball, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you still see it. You just wish that there was – you've heard back in the day when Major League Baseball was sponsoring yard ball, I think. It was called something like that, yard or
– yeah, it was yard ball. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would have been – now, they weren't using the wiffle ball. They were using the little diamond ball that they made. But, man, if Major League Baseball would back something like that with wiffle and mm-hmm. and with their marketing machine, I mean, wiffle ball would be crazy.
Oh, yeah. College kids and everyone like that would love it just because of how nutty it is.
There's actually a
few – having it out there that much.
There's actually a few colleges that I have found that are doing it as part of their intramural program. And
I see a lot of intramural college leagues going on for whiffs.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Tell me, as a pitcher, what are your best pitches that you throw?
That's a tricky question. I don't know. I mean, there's some days where I'm throwing like four or five different pitches I like to throw. And then there's some days I'm throwing one or two, but you're saying my favorite pitch to throw?
Well, let's say your best.
Okay. When it's on, I would say it's probably my slider or my riser. Mm-hmm. And then maybe like my riser change to complement it, but I probably like throwing that riser and the change up the most.
How about, is there a pitch that you're not very great at that you wish you threw better?
I would say my drop, not my drop. I think my screwball, I wish I threw a little better. I'm not in love with the movement of it. Like, it has a lot of movement and it's fast, but it's not the type of movement I want to where it's too predictable. I think the movement I have now, it has a little too much hang to it. So that's the only pitch I wish I could throw a little better probably right now.
Here's one for you. I don't know if you'll be a quick answer or if you're going to have to ponder it for a few seconds. Do you have an arch nemesis in wiffle ball?
I feel like there's probably like a few people could like point out and say that's probably the guy. But like, to me, I feel like I have so many, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like even the ones that haven't been super public, I feel like there's guys that like haven't made it public that they don't like me, but I know they don't like me just because of who I am. So I just, in my mind, I don't like them. So I think there's just a lot out there. It wouldn't be fair to any of them, be disrespectful.
I'm not gonna ask you names or anything. They know who they are.
No,
right?
I have no problem. It's just, you know, if I name one, I gotta name 20. That's not right.
That's awesome. What is the best, and it doesn't matter speed wise, what brand, what's the best team you've ever played for?
I definitely say Earl right now. Like over a specific year, you're saying? Like a specific season?
Sure, yeah, correct.
It would be really tough to – so I think I think that team we had in 2019 and 2020 of me, Devin, Jordan, and Kenny was like a great team. I think that team like might not have looked like a – like, I mean, we obviously are really good on paper, but I don't think anyone would be like, wow, that team could go to Natty's too and win Nationals. But, like, to me, that type of team was a team – we just won every time we needed to. Like, it was just guys clutching up. So, to me, I'd say that team is probably tied with last year's Earl, or it's very close. Obviously, we didn't get it done with last year's Earl, so it's probably hard to put them ahead of that 2019 team, because that 2019 team is real special. I won't lie. So I'd say it would just be – it would be fair to put that 2019 sure, team for the best team.
Gotcha. Yeah. So when you broke into the tournament scene as a teenager, what player did you look up to when you broke into the game?
Pitching wise, I'd probably say, I mean, I grew up watching Steffi probably the most. So I'd probably Steffi as a pitcher, and then as a hitter, I would say a whiff man probably. But those are the two, which are complete opposite personalities. But yeah, those are probably the two guys that like draw me in, like as like a playing style standpoint and like just film wise, you know.
Yeah, with both those guys are two of my favorite players that I've seen play, and I with man years ago, right, coming here to Cedar Park when he broke into the national scene, but
yeah.
So I'm going to give you a little scenario. You're going to start a new team, but you can't choose any of the players that you've ever played with. What three players would that be? And you've never played with them.
I got to pick three players I never played with.
Yeah, three players you never played with that you're starting a new team.
I'd start with Brian DiNapoli. I haven't played with Stant. I can have Stant.
Okay.
All right. Well, actually, I mean, I played with Stant like one-off tourneys randomly somewhere. Does that count?
Okay, sure. No, that's fine.
We're not counting it? All right.
Yeah.
All right. So I got DNAP, Stant. All right. Team's good offensively now. Now I just need an arm. That's a tough one. Give me Wood.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Give me Ryan Wood or David Wood. Give me one of that. We'll go with that.
Either anybody's last name's Wood, I'll take them.
Yeah. All right. They'll be the fourth and they'll throw the big, big games. I'll get them there.
Awesome. Tell me, this doesn't have to be the best pitcher or the best hitter, but you got two guys. Tell me what pitcher always has your number.
Red.
Really?
Yeah, Red. Red, I've had like one big hit against him fast pitch. I had a like big double in our game three of our semis the 1 year to send them home. But like other than that, he owns me. Yeah. Definitely Red.
What hitter has your number that you just got? I hate facing this guy.
I'd say Sean Ryan sees me really well. Jordan sees me really well. And I'd say Steffi has always hit me really well. It's another guy who just historically has raked me.
Yeah.
I'd say them and Stant, obviously. Stant's probably got me the most out of anyone. So he's just a no-brainer to me. So I don't know why I didn't mention him first. He's gone like 10 times. Like, literally 10 times.
Well, there's just so many players. It's hard to remember. Don't want to hurt
him. He's a maniac, man. He's obviously the most obvious. There's 50 videos on the mall YouTube of him hitting home runs off me.
Tell me, here's another one. A player that you have heard of, legendary player that you've never saw play in person. Someone would you wish you would have gotten to see him play?
Elvin Cortez.
Oh, dude, the guy was a monster.
He looked electric, too. Like, he had nasty stuff, and he just looked like he was fun to watch. Just, like, the way he played the game, personality-wise, too. It's a lot of energy.
You didn't hesitate on answering that, right? It was there, man. I'm telling you, Elvin, you know, first off, one of the nicest guys you ever meet and really super nice guy and a competitor and threw hard, man. He was.
I think people would have loved him if he was like, you know what I mean, around like nowadays at that age.
Yeah, we had talked about trying to get some of the old timers back to UWIF just to come out and hang out and, you know, there's so many players that you may have heard the name before and they're the guys that sort of have paved the way for the game it is now, you know.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, that's a good one right there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So hey, do you have one of Nico's trading cards of Connor Young?
I do. It's probably up on my dresser.
So I have the complete set of everybody. I am one of the only people, I think Nico and I may be the only two people that have a complete set. And I actually have, I think there's only 12 of each player.
Yeah.
And I have probably two Connor Youngs. So there aren't many of them out there. And
no,
so
you and me got a quarter of them combined, apparently, or a third of them.
So tell me about what you think of that endeavor that Nico undertook with these trading cards.
Oh, I love it. I think it's awesome. And it's also like there's no way he really like he wasn't making them for money either, obviously, because they were like $5-6 a pack. So, right. I mean, the fact that he did that for all of us was awesome. I mean, who doesn't want to have their own WIF cards to hand out, you know?
I actually think, and I had Nico on one of my holy commutes. Nico is a great kid and full of energy and, you know, and loves the game. And if you've seen him throw mm-hmm. any bullpens, he's actually not a bad pitcher.
Yeah, no, he's nasty. Nasty already.
And so I actually think it's a great concept because it hasn't been done. And here you got this kid that took this endeavor on himself mm-hmm. and made it happen. They're not cheap ass cards either. They're nice. Now, you know, there's some errors on a couple of them, right? He's got to put one of the, you know, but he did the best he could with what he had. And I'm excited and that he did it. I'd love to see what he does next and expands on it and hope he does. And maybe it inspires someone else, Connor, to think about doing something like that. I think it's a great idea.
No, 100%. Yeah, I'm all for it. Anything he wants to make, I definitely fully support. Everything he's done so far has been awesome between like the videos and all that and his website.
Yeah, it is. And I hope maybe one day we get to see him really play, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he'll be sending me home in another 5-6 years from US.
All right, that's what I just want to know. If you had a Connor Young card, because like I said, I've had several guys ask me for some of my extras. Here is a question I don't know the answer to, and probably a lot of people do, that I don't know. What does the Earl stand for?
So it's like, so Earl's for like oil, for like wax oil, like THC oil,
yeah,
like the cartridges and stuff. So it's that, it's Earl instead of oil. Like, yeah, I don't know if you've heard like people down south maybe say it, and maybe in Texas, I don't know if they say it there too. But, like some people down south will say, oh, I gotta change my Earl, like my oil for my car, so they'll say Earl instead of oil.
I never knew that. So did you hear that and say that was it and click? Or
yeah, that's just like what, that's like slang for what people will say for like THC concentrates near me. They'll be like, I need some Earl, so we just decided to use that as the logo and stuff, and the whole scheme of it dripping and stuff I just fell in love with, so I couldn't resist.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Tell me some of the tournaments that you have seen that you have never been to. Give me a couple of tournaments or places that you would love to go play.
Place-wise, I would definitely like to go play in Vegas out at the Hideaway at Adam Tanik's place. That place looks awesome, obviously. Tournament-wise, I can't really – I mean, I'd like to come down to Texas and play in one of yours, obviously, just because the grass and everything, too, is just beautiful. Yeah. The field setup, just the way everything's ran, obviously, would be great. And to play different rules is always fun. I think maybe, like, one of those Fenway tourneys would be cool to play at one point. Or not Fenway, whatever the little Fenway complex they have,
yeah,
the whole Travis Roy thing. I think one of those would be cool to play one day. But other than that, I mean, for me, it's like – it's hard to get around to like destination places like that because in the summer it's just so packed as is with the schedule. Right. Every weekend's either mall or yard, so it's like I'm burnt. I'll probably be burnt out by July again this year.
Yeah, but you almost got to pace yourself, you know. If you got a lot of stuff going on, you say, "Man, I can't wait for a weekend off," you know.
Yeah, no, guys burn out. It happens. Like you get to like that middle of July or early August, and you got like that fourth yard event of the year, but you played every weekend up until that point, and you're just like not wanting to get in the car that Sunday morning. I've been there like six seasons that's happened.
how long of a drive is it for you to get to Shirey's place?
Shirey's is only about 2 hours, like two and some change, like two and a quarter. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not bad. Same with Golden Sig. It's a drive back. That's a pain in the ass.
Why the drive back? Because you're tired or is there traffic or?
Both. Yeah. The traffic's awful on the way back on the Belt Parkway. A lot of the guys that come down south after that don't live in New York, they'll all tell you the Belt Parkway is just a nightmare, like from 2 to like 6 o'clock or later.
Yeah. Hey, so other than wiffle ball, do you have any other interests or hobbies that you do?
I'm just really into sports. Like, I spend a lot of time just watching sports. It's a lot of sports gambling. Probably just, I'd say movies and stuff too. I'm really, really just really into watching movies and TV. I don't do much anymore. I used to go out a lot, but it's not really my thing much anymore. I kind of just go to work and stay in, you know, get ready for whiffs.
Okay, segue. What's your favorite movie of all time?
I'd probably say Donnie Darko.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting that. Cult classic. Oh, yeah. I wasn't expecting you to say that. It's pretty cool. If you could choose a superpower for yourself, what would you choose?
Be able to throw 150 miles per hour. Like, actually throw 150 miles per hour, because then no one would ever touch me. I could just throw a slider every time, 150 miles per hour.
I don't think you'd even know how to throw a slider. You just throw.
Throw it straight. Yeah. But it would just be so empowering to throw 150 while, like, the next closest person can only throw, like, 99, and I'm just yelling at people after every pitch that they can't touch it. Just, yeah, that would do it for me.
How about your favorite superhero?
No, I'm not really a big superhero guy. I'm not gonna lie. If I had to pick a superhero, it would probably be Superman. But
yeah,
I'd probably rather be the villain, like the Joker. You know what I mean? I'm much more related to the Joker. But
okay, so honestly, this was my next question, and you just probably answered it. If you were a comic villain, who would you be?
Yeah, definitely the Joker, 100%.
That is 100%. Awesome. That is awesome. That really was my next question. That's fantastic. Now, here's one. If there was a movie, what actor would you like to see play Connor Young in a movie?
Wow. Oh, man. That's that's tough. I feel like it would have to be It would have to be someone who's, like, close to my age. I guess maybe, like, oh, man, I guess it would have to be someone shitty, like Pete Davidson or like someone like that. Someone everyone hates and just scrawny. Probably have to be him. And the movie would be awful, too.
Just like any other Pete Davidson movie, right?
Yeah, it would just be terrible. And it would just, yeah. You'd just be gross. It'd be a terrible movie, but it makes sense. So I'd understand why they cast it.
That is funny. That is funny. If you were an ice cream flavor, what would you be?
Probably strawberry or chocolate.
Yeah?
Yeah. Probably chocolate.
So if I were coming down to your area, where would you recommend me to go eat pizza?
It depends. You know, what kind of pizza are you looking for? Are you looking for just like
no, I want to know
what. Do you want like specialty pizzas? You want like buffalo chicken?
Just tell me where's the pizza?
I would tell you to go to Riviera in Medford Lakes. It's about 5 minutes down the road. They got every type of pizza they have is good, like specialty pizzas and everything too.
Oh,
I would send you there. Yeah, that's a place that I grew up on. It's like right down the street from my old house in Medford Lakes. And growing up in middle school, we would all walk down there just after playing basketball and stuff. There was like a 7-Eleven and everything next to it too. That was like the hangout when if you lived in Medford Lakes when you were like 10.
Do you still play basketball?
No, I haven't touched a basketball court in like 4 or 5 years, probably. I'd say after high school, like I would play pickup like once or twice a week, and I still really like to play. But then I just kind of, as Wish took over more and more, and like obviously wiffle ball got bigger again, fast pitch, I just kind of dove fully into this. And I sprained my ankle once or twice and my wrist playing basketball. And ever since then, I just have no desire to injure myself playing basketball when I want to play whiffs all summer, you know?
You know, you're not very old. You know, I think you told me you're 25 years old. Are you starting now to see and feel yourself, and again, you're not old, but do you starting to feel each year that your recovery time is taking longer on pitching and that you're hurting or aching a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even so much like my arm as it is my whole body, you know what I mean? Because my arm, like your arm, you can hurt when you're 12, you know what I mean? But like my body in general is definitely like, I feel more of a toll just like getting up every day. Like my back's way worse than it was 10 years ago. Now, if I throw the day before, if I throw yesterday, my back's going to hurt the next day. It's going to lock up at some point or something like that. So I'm like a whole, like my whole body standpoint, definitely. Yeah, my arm feels better than it did probably 2-3 years ago, but my whole body is definitely deteriorating with age. It's definitely harder to get going in the morning and stretch out and everything loosen up. It's not
yeah, fun. Because you have to stretch now. Probably 4 years ago, you didn't even think about stretching.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, when I was like 17, 18, I would go out there still and just grab the ball and start throwing as hard as I can, and Didio would yell at me. But like now, yeah, past 4 or 5 years, definitely been good about stretching out. Got a bit.
Yeah. Does Earl have new uniforms this year?
Yeah, we'll have a couple new ones coming. We'll still be wearing the black ones we had last year, the ones with the nice collared trim with the yellow and gold, or yellow and white. But we'll also have another black one that we're breaking out, and then probably an away jersey that we'll have too. So those two are on the way. We'll be wearing something new for opening day, that's for sure.
Tell me what TV shows that you like to watch. What's when you watch TV, what are some of your go-to shows?
Well, lately I've been watching it's called Winning Time. I'm not sure if you heard about it. It's about the Showtime Lakers. It's like a dark comedy. I've been watching that. That's on HBO Max. I've been really into that the past few weeks. I guess pretty much a lot of stuff that's been pretty like popular for the most part. Like I obviously like Breaking Bad. I get into some weird shows. Like I just finished watching The English Game, which is like a soccer show, and I'm not a soccer guy at all, but it's about like soccer in like the 1870s and stuff like that, and that whole story about how like one small town beat like all these rich guys and shit like that. So I'll just get into random like series like that that I just randomly get drawn in. I don't know why. So I can get into dramas and stuff like that too. But
what are two places that you would love to travel to anywhere in the world?
I would say I definitely want to go to Copenhagen, Denmark.
Why?
My grandparents on my mother's side, they're both from Denmark, and I just for some reason, like my whole family on that side is very Danish and Irish, and I've just always wanted to go to Denmark, and Copenhagen just looks like a good time.
Any other one?
I'd probably say I don't know, man. There's really maybe probably an island somewhere, you know, or maybe like just somewhere exotic, somewhere nice like that, just some vacation getaway, some resort island. But no, I'm not really much of like a traveler. I hate flying. Like I'm horrified of it. It's terrible for me. It's not even so much I'm horrified of flying itself. I just hate, like, I get like claustrophobic. Like you're sitting on a plane, you can't do whatever you want. Can't do it.
Hey, so I forgot to ask you at the beginning, what are you doing your job?
Yeah, so right now I'm working at for simpler terms, it's a metal shop. It's a bunch of welders and just metal workers. So they're doing all types of like custom metal welded stuff. So really anything that you could think of, like we work at like a lot of big companies, but then you'll even have just like people from in town, like 20 minutes away coming in with something like something they want some welder to fix up for them that they'll drop off. Like I've seen a guy bring his bike in and then hand it to a welder and the guy just do a quick job for him. But yeah, so I work in like our shipping receiving end. So I'll do a lot of work on like the forklifts, like going in and out, taking stuff off the trucks. And then I'll also drive stuff that we have to take to out of state, like PA, on our big flatbed, stuff like that. My job's pretty boring. It's a lot of just like in and out work, just logging stuff in and stuff like that. It's nothing too exciting.
Speaking of driving, what's your dream car?
Definitely a Bentley Continental, 100%. Yeah, probably maybe convertible even. I don't know, but definitely a Bentley. Yeah, love Bentleys, always have.
How about Connor? What is a strange food combination that you enjoy that others might go, ooh?
I don't know. I'm like, that's the thing. I'm a picky eater as is. So there's not like, and I don't really eat much outside the box. I probably don't even eat as much as like, I don't even eat what normal people should be eating. I don't really have many. I don't think I have any like weird combinations I do that people are just like, what is wrong with you?
Okay.
You know, I don't know.
What's your favorite type of food?
I'd say American food for the most part, like pizza also, but like any type of sandwich I can usually get down with, any type of like pizza or anything from pizza shop, anything like that, chicken wings, you know, stuff like that. Simple stuff. Fries.
My favorite is Italian. I can eat Italian food every day. You know, I like all kinds of pastas and sauces and stuff. That's usually my fave. So
yeah, I think I could too if I had spent the time to prepare it or had someone doing it for me. I think that would probably be my choice, but I can never get around making all the sauce. And it's just not the same if you don't have, you know, good sauce and all that stuff. So
coming up in the game of whiffs, can you think of anybody that may have given you the best advice that you can remember?
That's tough because there's just so many guys that always reached out. You know what I mean? Like one thing about whiffs is like the guys who are a few years older than you and see when you're still kind of taking your lumps and getting through it. They're always like the first to reach out and like give you tips. But I mean, I guess I would say anyone specifically. When I was really young, I remember Fred Bastito being real big for me. Him and Tim Rank, they were two older veteran guys. Fred Bastito was obviously towards the twilight years of his career was when Golden Stick Pay was starting up. But he was always encouraging me a lot, giving me a lot of pointers, stuff like that. And then Tim Rank, the guy who drafted me my first year at Golden Stick, he was big for me, I'd say, my first three years in the league just because he was always encouraging me and giving me little bits and pieces here and there.
The honor of being able to see Freddie play at least once too. So down here in Texas. So that was really cool. So.
Yeah. Freddie was the man. Yeah. He was an awesome guy.
Yeah. Did you ever get, do you know who Bruce Christie is?
I know who he is. I've never met him though, obviously. I've seen all the old Fast Classic videos from like 05, 06 and stuff like that when he was still involved, but no, I haven't met him.
Okay, I'm going to get to, as we start to wrap up a little bit, tell me your favorite thing about medium pitch / yard. What's your favorite thing about that style?
I'd say fielding. I think fielding and just the fielding combined with also just the environment of it, like I can just relax and not have to stress about winning each and every game. I think being able to go out there and just play wiffle ball and me and Johnny kill a 12 pack while doing it and not worry so much about the outcome. I think that's kind of what makes yard fun for me because I'm always so amped up and going so fast with fast pitch, but yard is kind of nice to just play. And if we compete, we compete. If we don't, it's whatever.
I get the sense that for you, it's more recreational type, not that it's not competitive. So don't get me wrong, but it's relaxed and more recreational.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. We used to take it very, like, at the Open last year, me and Johnny got into, like, me and Johnny had a full-on fight for, like, 5 minutes, and we were arguing a lot. But we definitely take it really serious when it comes down to it, but, like, we don't put that usually ahead of going out there and just hanging out and having some drinks. You know, it's usually what comes first and foremost. And then if we find ourselves in the mix, obviously we're taking it very seriously.
Yeah. So what's your least favorite thing about that style?
Knuckleballs.
Yeah.
I think I get it. Like it helps a lot of people compete. It probably helps, as some guys say, it helps the lower teams compete. But I just also think it's just like a luck pitch. Like there's so many guys that can throw it now that it's just every team has a knuckleballer. And now it's like, okay, now the teams that were better that throw them are just better at throwing knuckleballs. So now they're even better than those lower teams that learn knuck. So to me, it's just kind of ruins the game. And now you're just kind of like waiting for one to hit or hoping for a walk a lot more as to where like I like yard pitching because of the pitching aspect. You're throwing more changeups, you're throwing different pitches, but I just think the knuck kind of takes away from that.
It's funny because down here, I think I've only seen one guy throw it so far. So it's not a thing of the game down here in our medium pitch in Texas yet. And maybe it's just because people just don't know how to throw it or haven't practiced throwing it.
Yeah, it's probably just a matter of guys getting around to learning more tricks to it. The type of ball, too, like that could have a lot to do with it. Like a lot of guys like a ball cut a specific way to throw their knuckleball.
Oh,
but I can't throw it to save my life. I'll throw like a fake knuckleball just to fool guys, but that doesn't work.
All right, let's move on to the fast pitch game. What's your favorite thing about the fast pitch style of play?
Pitching, definitely. 100% pitching, yeah.
How about your least favorite thing about the fast pitch game?
It's a tough one. I mean, probably. I love everything about. I can't really think of something about it. Like the style we play out here, I love everything about that style. It's just so pure to me and what I grew up playing. I can't think of an aspect of it I don't like. You know.
I bet I have one for you. It's that sore back the next day.
Yeah, probably that. It's more just feeling like shit the next day. Yeah, more that than anything.
That's awesome. Connor, I've basically run out all the questions that I wanted to ask you, and I've taken up a lot of your time, and I want to thank you for taking time out of your evening. And I are you watching a game right now?
I am. I got a couple bets in, so I am panning over here and there, but I'm listening. I promise.
No. What game are you watching? What game are you watching?
I'm flipping through right now. I have the Celtics at the Grizzlies, but they're getting blown out now. I'm about to flip that off. I need to get the Yankees game on. I've had that off for too long.
I could never bet on the Yankees, or at least not for them. I'm going to bet every time.
Yeah, no, I might have made that mistake tonight.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. This has been fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in August when I will come up to New York to help the guys out with the Open again.
All right, yeah, I'm glad you'll be there, and yeah, thank you for having me on and spending all the time you do on everything you do. Obviously, the game wouldn't be what it is without you.
I really appreciate that. It means a lot to me that you said that. So, thank you everybody for tuning in. This is Texas Tim and Connor Young. For Holy Commutes here on Tuesday, April 12th. We will see you guys next week.